Welcome to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring how the existential hygienes can enhance our relationships. The existential hygienes aren't just about individual growth. They can significantly impact how we interact with others. Let's examine how each hygiene can be applied to improve our relationships, whether they're romantic, familial, friendly, or professional. Epistemic in relationships, epistemic hygiene in relationships. Practice active listening and seek to truly understand others' perspectives. Here are some ways that you can have epistemic hygiene in your relationships. First, practice active listening and seek to truly understand others' perspectives. Second, avoid assumptions and practice asking clarifying questions. And thirdly, be open to changing your views based on new information from others. Technique spotlight. The next time you're in disagreement, try restating the other person's point of view to their satisfaction before responding. This ensures you've truly understood their perspective. Now let's go into ontological hygienes in relationships, which can look like the following: showing up authentically in your interactions, respecting others' unique way of being, and encouraging those close to you to express their authentic selves. Here's a technique to try. Share one thing about yourself that you usually keep hidden with a close friend or partner. Notice how this vulnerability affects your connection. Next, let's talk about axiological hygiene in relationships, which could include communicating your values clearly and respecting others' values, even when they differ from your own, as well as working together to find shared values in your relationships. So this is something you can try. Have a values conversation with a loved one. Share your top three values and listen to theirs. Discuss how these values show up in your relationship. We'll continue on about narrative hygiene in relationships. So first, this can look like being mindful of the stories you tell about your relationships. Next, it could be helping others reframe negative narratives about themselves, the people you are in relationship with. And thirdly, maybe co-creating positive narratives about your shared experience with people. Really articulating them, telling the stories, reliving your past together, and making it real and true in the present moment. So the thing you could try is with a close friend, write a short story about your relationship, focusing on its strengths and its positive moments. Lastly, we'll move on to temporal hygienes in relationships. So first, being present and engaged when spending time with others. Second, respecting others' time and boundaries. Third, balancing time between various relationships and personal needs. As we conclude, I encourage you to choose one of these techniques to practice in your relationship this week. Notice how it impacts your connections and understanding of others. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager, reminding you that every interaction is an opportunity for greater understanding and connection.